keeps asking me to give him a high five.
All right, classic. High five.
Five beers.
Yeah, they were all out of six packs. Weird, huh?
Friday, five pack.
Top five, top five.
All right, so the Friday five-pack, generally we do this earlier in the hour, but, oh, you were away and Boudreaux was coming up, so we pushed it back a little bit.
Hello.
Up on TSN.ca, the Quizmaster has put forth the top 25 players in NHL history to commemorate the 100th anniversary, which is right around the corner. So top 25 of all time. There are three current players in the top 25, Crosby, Ovechkin, and Jagr. We're going to take them out of this because they're already in there.
Yeah.
Of all the other current players in the league, how would you rank it 1 through 5, the guys who have the best chance at being in the top 25 when they retire?
Want me to just fire off my list?
Fire off the list, and it's got to be 1 through 5. Start at 5 down to 1, because we're all going to have similar players, but the debate is how you would rank them.
1 is the most likely, right?
Most likely would be number 1.
5, I have Carey Price. Pretty self-explanatory. Regarded as the best goaltender in the game.
Of this generation.
Well, I mean, just we'll go through the list, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
4, I have Patrick Kane. 3, I have Erik Karlsson. 2, I have Auston Matthews. And 1, I have Connor McDavid.
You've got Auston Matthews in your top 5.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I didn't see that one coming. McDavid at 1. I have McDavid at 1, too.
Yeah.
I'll go 5 through 1 here. I want to get back to Matthews because I, as much as I love him, he's not in my top 5.
No,
he's got to do more.
How the hell do you know? He's only played 1 year.
But that's the whole point. Like, McDavid is so special and so
there's
different.
A bit of projection here. You got to be thinking,
that's right.
What's this guy going to be after 16 or 17 years in the league?
If he continues at 40 plus a year and puts up massive numbers and becomes the greatest American of all time.
He's played 1 year in the league. He got 40 goals.
I hear you.
I'm like, it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, and this year he's been great when he's been healthy.
Yeah.
I got number 5 is Jonathan Toews. Now, I'm a little bit dicey on that, but the hardware. He's got 3 cups, 2 gold medals, you know, Selkies. I'm worried that his career is starting to tail a little bit.
But I think there's so much from 18 to 28.
That's what I'm saying. And if he can do anything over the next 10 years, and they maybe get to another cup, and he puts up another quality couple of seasons, I think he's going to have a decent track record. He's already got a great resume. He's already a lock Hall of Famer.
Right.
But I got Toews at 5. I got Karlsson at 4.
Mm-hmm.
What's he got? 3 Norris trophies already? 2, anyway.
Yeah, and he should have at least 1 more.
Maybe a couple of more.
Arguably 2 more.
And I think he will get more
as
it keeps on going. And his numbers and his stats are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got Patrick Kane at 3. He's got a heart. He's got multiple cups.
3.
International.
Yeah.
I got Drew Doughty at 2 because of the hardware. That's why I have him ahead of Karlsson. 2 gold medals, 2 cups. He's got a Norris now, so he's only 1 back. He's, I believe, the same age as Karlsson. Plays on a better team again right now. And if he stays in L.A., he will continue to be on a better team than I think Carlson's going to be on in Ottawa. Number 1 is McDavid.
Yeah.
McDavid is a lock to be, I think, in the top 10 if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
Forget top 25.
Yeah.
He might. I think the debate is whether or not McDavid's got a chance of being ahead of Crosby, where Sid's at 8 right now, I believe, on the TSN.ca list.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Can Crosby do anything over the next 10 years to move him further up? I think he can.
You win another cup.
Maybe a couple more Hart trophies, and how could he not move up a little bit more?
Art Ross, like, there's things that you can add into your repertoire.
Absolutely. So that's me. 5 at Toews. 4 Karlsson, 3 Kane, 2 Doughty, 1 McDavid.
I'm 5.
I don't have Price, just for the record. I don't think Price is, like, how many goalies are on this list? He's not knocking off Hasek, not going to happen. I don't think he'll knock off Waugh, because I don't think he's going to win a cup. And I don't think he'll knock off Brodeur.
But the thing,
Terry Sawchuk, Plante. I mean, you do your list, but I don't have Price.
I did have Price at 5, but it was a debatable 5. Like, just like Toews for you, I think Price is a generational goalie. He's that good. And people that argue and all that, like, I'm not going to argue with them.
No, he's a great goalie, but I don't...
You can't argue with anybody. It's your list. You can name whoever you want.
No, but the whole point is there's a debate. You argue about everything.
Right.
Do you see him as being a top 5 goalie of all time?
Patrick Waugh never won a heart. This guy did.
Yeah.
That's deemed you're the best player that season.
In the league. At that given time.
Quizmaster was saying that Patrick Waugh won Conn Smythe. Yeah,
2 cups.
Exactly. And cups and Conn Smythe.
He won more than 2. He won 4 cups, I think.
That's 4?
Well, you had 2 in Colorado, 2 with Montreal. 86 and 93 with the Habs. And
Did he have two in Colorado or one?
Two.
Pretty sure he had two.
Okay. So anyways, Patrick Waugh, amazing. Yeah. I just, for
all
me,
right, you got price of
you're
five.
Talking chance. We're just talking a chance, like in their lifetime. Price, for me, I had four at Doughty. I had Drew Doughty. The resume speaks for itself. And I don't know. L.A.'s a team that's kind of sneaky this year. I don't know. Maybe if the guy ends up doing something again.
Well, he won a gold medal like when he was 20, and he played a lot on that team.
And if he ends up going in free agency, I know he's going to stay in L.A., but who knows if he ends up going another place that has success as well. Three, Patrick Kane was a lock for me. I think that guy is special. He's money and resume. Two, Carlson. Carlson, all he does is put up a point a game every year. And, yeah, he's having a funk right now. It happens to every great player. But Erik Karlsson's a special defenseman. He's a special player, and arguably he's the third best player on the planet when he's at that. Nobody was arguing that in the playoffs last year.
No.
That was two Karlsson, and one was McDavid.
McDavid.
Yeah.
So we all have McDavid at one.
McDavid at one, because it's just this guy's head and shoulders above where other people are at.
Well, I mean, there was some discrepancy. I mean, you had Matthews. Neither of us had Matthews.
I didn't have
Price.
But Taze, it's a great debate, because I did think of putting Taze in instead of Carey Price. And Carey Price doesn't have the hardware, but he does have, you know, he won gold medal. He's won a heart. Like, he does have hardware. He just doesn't have the one that people are chasing, which is the Stanley Cup.
Quite honestly, I had Taves. I could have put Price in there. I don't think either guy will be in the top 25.
Yeah, when the dust settles, they may not be. Like, this is it's a long run.
I think McDavid's truly the only lock of the guys we mentioned. I think McDavid, if he stays healthy, we're projecting here, and he keeps rolling, and he is what he is. He'll be a top 25 player of all time. Everyone else in the league, you know, that's available to us. We know Sid's already there, Ovi's there, Yager's there. Everyone else,
I think,
including
Carlson could sniff that.
I find it so goofy to be comparing guys. There are some older hockey people you can talk to that say some of the greats, the all-time greats, they wouldn't even be able to keep up the way the game's played nowadays.
I know.
And I know that's it's so weird. It's like, what, that guy couldn't keep up nowadays?
I know, but that can go both ways.
The evolution of anything has
the athlete.
Changed.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's in better shape now.
There's just so many things that's why I find these lists tough to debate, because we get to see.
I find it tough to debate as somebody going to bat for somebody that they never put eyes on in their life.
Someone just sent a tweet and brought up a great point. All three of us omitted to bring up Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah.
None of us said Malkin.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's because Malkin's further into his career, and we feel like if he's not in the 25 yet,
Malkin, all he does is get snubbed. He should have been in the top 100.
That's a joke
that he wasn't in the top
100. Honestly, now that I think about it, I can't believe I missed him. I might have him ahead of Taves at five.
Would you?
I think I might put Malkin ahead, because Malkin's got three cups, too.
Yeah.
They both have three cups.
He's got stats.
He's got hearts. Yeah, he's got a Hart trophy. He's got an Art Ross. He's got a Conn Smythe. You know, to be honest with you, the thing is, he doesn't have the international success, but that's because of where he was born.
Right.
If he was Canadian, he'd have exactly what Taves has.
But these lists, if there was just a straight criteria, it would be cut and dry. Okay, this guy is this. But it's a lot of it is subject to opinion. And, when you're talking about, I never laid eyes live on Bobby Orr, but I'm going to watch the tape and I'm going to take my dad, his opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad loved him.
And the stats. You can look at it. The guy was plus 127 one year.
He was ridiculous. But for me to compare goaltenders, which is that position has changed so much over the years. When you're looking at the best goalies from the 90s, Grant Fear, and you're watching Mike Bossy go down the wall and take a slap shot and bury it five hole, you're going, that's a bad goal in today's game. But it's not the case.
Well, you look at the top five, courtesy of TSN.ca. Gretzky 1, Orr 2, Howe 3, Lemieux 4, Richard 5. Howe and Richard played in the 40s. Two of the top five players of all time played in the 40s.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking... you can't hold that against them. That's when they played. And during that era, they were remarkably dominant.
But
Richard, first guy to ever score 50. Howe... obviously unbelievable. But
that's the thing. Gordie Howe, did he have the stats or was he just known as the most
well-rounded?
He was like a power forward before power forwards existed. Like Gordie Howe was kind of a five-tool player,
and his stats are bigger than life. But he also played forever. He played longer than anybody.
Right.
So I don't know. It's always a great debate.